acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up or not, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
So I wrote this song, when I was in my 20s, about 4 or 5 years ago, I wrote this song. And it was about my first experiences of having a job. Now, I currently don't have a job, which is brilliant. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's fantastic. But this is about when I first discovered working for a living. And this song is called Works All Right When It's a Proper Job. I was a bin man. I was a road sweeper. I worked in shops between the terms. Then I found prosperity in epidemiology. I was the nice young man on the ground floor. When I was a boy, I used to dread the very idea of getting out of bed to go to work to earn a wage. But now I find I've reached an age where getting up is almost easy, though I've never gotten used to it. I want some there and get a nice cup of tea and plenty of time to drink it, because it's all right when it's a proper job. Don't be put off by a Saturday job, because work's all right when it's a proper job. You can have a cup of tea. Saturday desk will give to someone who could be up to 30 years older than you. Play with your email, flopping the goss. Sit around for hours and bitch about the boss, and though they may force you to wear a shirt and waste the best part of the day suggesting that you might do some work, but at least you're getting paid. Because work's alright when it's a proper job. Don't be put off by a holiday job, because work's alright when it's a proper job. You can have a lot of fun. Nicky Bits on stationery, getting pissed at the Christmas party, looking forward to the weekend, maybe even making a few new friends. Getting up is never easy and I'll never get used to it. But once I'm there, I'll get a nice cup of tea and plenty of time to drink it, because work's alright when it's a proper job. Don't be put off by a Saturday job. I said work's alright when it's a proper job. You can have a lot of fun. Have a cup of tea for me. So this is a true story based on events that happened in my life, which is the best kind of true story, I find. And this has a dance step in it, which I won't exhort you to do at this stage of anything. But it does have avant-garde audience participation. Yes. So if you'd like to join with the avant-garde audience participation, you know when it is, because I go... So if you join it, then that would be a beautiful thing for the recording, won't it? Yeah, I think that's everything I need to say about that, isn't it? Thank you. So this song is called Do the Indie Kid. At the height of Britpop, I found myself in France. I went to an indie disco there to dance. The French were enthusiastic. They served the beer in pints, but they partied like it was 1959. They frugged and strutted like un jardin du poulet. I said, regardez, écoutez et répétez. Hands behind your back and bend your hips. Move your feet around and do the indie kid. Do the indie kid. Weddings that I go to, the first hour of the DJ set, is when he plays the songs that the groom requests. At Midge's reception there was a small dancing hardcore of old school friends until my parents took to the floor. They started twisting to the Pixies. I could have died. I said, Mother, if you must, please do it right. Consap, hands behind your back, and bounce your hips. Move your feet around, and do the indie kid. Do the indie kid. I was chatting to a colleague about Linux for PCs, and spent the next 500 years asleep. When I woke, the world had altered, especially for the kids, in that the radio played songs that went like this. This is it now. Strutted like a milkman on a motorway. They needed someone hep to show the way. So I said, hey, hands behind your back and bounce your hips. Move your feet around and do the indie kid. Do the indie kid. Do the indie kid. To the Indie Kids! So please welcome to the stage a delightful gentleman who many people have waited years to see. It's Charlie from the Retro Swankies!
This is a song about a moon, an orange moon, probably the moon, Saturn's moon Titan, because that is covered in yellow and all orange clouds. So. But this isn't really a spanky song yet, I guess. Orange moon, you're looking so orange, like an orange in the sky, in the night sky. Orange moon, orange moon, orange moon, I'm gonna step on you soon. I'm gonna bring me a metal spoon, stick it in the moon. And who'd have thought there'd be so much vitamin C on the moon? Not me, orange moon. Orange moon, orange moon, orange moon, orange moon, orange moon, on the moon, on the moon, on the moon, on the moon, orange moon. Stepping on it.
soon.
Orange moon, orange moon, orange moon, orange moon. On the moon, on the moon, on the moon, on the moon, orange moon. Orange moon, you're looking so orange, like an orange in the sky. Don't leave me high. Orange moon.
Probably about some aliens, perhaps they might have been from Saturn, passing by accidentally and sort of looking down, thinking, should we stay or should we go? It's called Bi Monster.
It started on that really windy day, the day when all the clouds went grey. Next it rains, it poured down and it rains, then a flash of black and they appeared on our laps. Scratch their backs and then pull out their vacuum packs. And left them in the forest. And they cried and they moaned and they were like,
we can make you one of us.
Oh, God, that'd be right.
And one of us.
One of us went and got done and we were like, no! We can all waste away together. But thank you very much. And this is it. This is the last one. And thank you as well to MJ Mark, MJ DJ Mark, for inviting us over. And sorry only I could come. But
I never thought she'd be fool enough to do it. But here we are, this is happening. So please welcome to say somebody amazing, and Simon as well. He's manfully made it here tonight. So please welcome, it's Liz and Simon. Liz and Simon.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Totally Acoustic. We did have fun, I must say. The next show is on Thursday the 2nd of April when we've got Peter Buckley Hill and John Osborne coming. You can find more details of that on www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, that's it. Thanks everyone who came, thanks everyone who played, and thanks for listening. See you next time.